Studies since the 1930s have shown that animals from fruit flies to monkeys increase their lifespan as much as 40% if they subsist on a near-starvation diet. They also have less risk of cancer, diabetes, and heart disease, and ailments caused by nerve degeneration. But why is such a regimen beneficial? The answer has been elusive, but researchers at the Salk Institute for Biological Studies in La Jolla, California, say they have found a genetic reason. In a paper in the journal Nature, they identify a gene called PHA4 that makes hungry worms live longer.
This is the first gene that is absolutely essential and specific for eliciting the dietary restriction response.
This is Salk Institute researcher Andrew Dillon speaking on a Nature magazine podcast. He says his experiments lengthened and shortened the lifespan of earthworms by altering the impact of the PHA4 gene. Those worms with normal levels of the gene lived longer when on a very low-calorie regimen. When Dillon and colleagues amplified the gene, the worms lived even longer, even with a normal amount of food. When they inactivated it, the worms had a standard lifespan. Dillon says humans have three genes similar to PHA4 and suggests that they are part of an internal defense mechanism to protect against famine.
Definitely starvation is going to shorten your lifespan, but also the really high-calorie diets are going to shorten our lifespans as well. But there's an intermediate level that actually increases lifespan in mammals by 30 to 40%. And so there's this really small window where you're on the borderline of crossing into starvation or crossing into being fed. That's the calorie restriction window that we actually need to be in to increase longevity.
Dillon says that activating the PHA4 gene is one of two major ways to lengthen life in laboratory animals. Another is to decrease their sensitivity to insulin, a hormone that regulates blood sugar. But this has unwelcome side effects, such as stunting and reproductive problems. It is a long evolutionary leap from earthworms to people, but Dillon says it is worth determining if the human versions of the PHA4 gene operate the same way. The goal would be to develop a drug that could activate them so people could benefit from their effects without going on a near-starvation diet.
Whether or not it's going to extend human longevity, I don't think that is actually the goal. The goal is actually to reduce the onset of these age-related diseases.
David McAlary, VOA News, Washington.